This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're speaking with Carbondale's mayor today, Mike Henry, and the city manager, Gary Williams. Gentlemen, I thought we'd start right off with the good news that there actually will be a budget for fiscal year 2019 in the state of Illinois. I know it's still early, less than a week since the legislature passed the legislation. The governor signed the bill just yesterday. What do you think you can expect? Have you been able to glean anything from that? I'll let either of you jump off.
Well, we know there were initiatives primarily coming from the Illinois Municipal League, of which I'm a board member now, that to restore the local government distributive fund funding. And we're hoping that's in there. There were good indications it was in there. We haven't seen it yet. We'll probably hear today as people get into the budget a little deeper.
And but for people
that,
who are...
That cost us $500,000 last year in November, in the middle of our budget year, when they signed their late budget then.
So. Sure. And for people who are unfamiliar, that's a redistribution of the taxes that are collected across the state going back to the municipalities.
Right. Based on population, basically.
Sure. Any other initiatives within the budget that you were hoping to see? I know higher education got an increase, K-12 education got an increase. Does that help the city overall?
Well, absolutely. Those will help. It sounds like we may be have an increase over what the historic high has been, which was 2015, I think. And so going forward, we definitely need to fully fund higher education. That's been something that we've talked about in this region, region-wide, for a while. And it will help us, you know, as we all know here, we need to rebuild enrollment, and that funding is going to help us get that done.
Enrollment, you mentioned getting started on working on things for the city in terms of development. One of the things that we're starting to see is people talking about the census. It's coming up in 2020. Have conversations begun between the city and the Census Bureau?
Yeah, we had a meeting with the folks from the Census Bureau. They went through a presentation on what we're doing, and they have an initiative called a complete count. And we will have a committee internally to, in fact, Gary and I just talked about this yesterday, and Gary can talk about that a little too, about forming our committee here and some folks that we would like to have on that committee. So if somebody feels like they have been in Carbondale for a while and would like to be on that committee, they can call City Hall.
Gary, when it comes to the census, how important is it, particularly in a community like this one, where you've got so many college students that come and go from one year to the next, to really get an accurate picture of how many people are here?
It's extremely important. It's easy to capture the population of the kids that are on campus, but it's the ones that are in the community, and it's the time of year when they do it. They basically will count late spring is when people will get the survey, so that'd be in 20, and then there's a follow-up in June, so as you know, all the students are gone, so it's really, really critical that we get those numbers captured early in the year, and there's the part of it is, you mentioned the local government distributive fund, but it's important for Carbondale to have every person counted, because that affects revenue coming to the community, and in a broader sense, for Illinois as a whole, with the population loss, there's a lot of political ramifications to this, because it looks like the state will likely use one congressional seat, possibly two, as a result of the census. So that has a lot of political implications to it, as far as the strength of Illinois' voice going forward.
A lot of people have talked about that out-migration, particularly students going to other states for higher education. What in your mind can the cities do to help attract and retain not just those college students, but recent graduates who are looking for employment and trying to build a new life?
Well, I think what a lot of stuff we've been working on the last few years is beautification, making the city more attractive, making it more welcoming. We're just getting ready to, we actually have just started our second phase of our downtown redevelopment. We're going to have a new Wi-Fi system roll out this summer downtown. We have gigabit internet throughout the community. So collectively, we've been trying to incorporate those things in the community, bike friendliness, that seem to be important to young people. We have great natural amenities in the region. That we were ranked in the last year a number two by a firm called Wallet Hub as the second best place in the country to start a business, because there's low low rents here, easy access to capital, local banks, welcoming business community. We have a small business development center here. So there's a lot of tools and a lot of assets to Carbondale that make it attractive to people, and we're just trying to enhance those.
Mayor Henry, you have been a business owner in Carbondale. How important is it to also support those legacy businesses that are still here?
Well, it's, a lot of that support will come from new business development, and so that's the way my business is. We're a service business, so we have had, and I've talked about this over the past month as I've talked to community groups, but we have four or five of our large commercial properties that have been on the back burner here. They've been for sale for 2, 3, 4 years that have activity on them now. And Steve Mitchell is our Director of Economic Development, and he's and actually that Gary came from that position a long time back, but we have really fully funded that position and made it that Steve's sole job. Gary wore multiple hats kind of in that when he was there, and so we're really pushing the economic development. Culver's broke ground. They have their building up. They're going to be open. Their date was August 13th, and we broke ground about 6 weeks ago out there. But these other larger commercial properties are here. Of course, we have that great big new car wash over on the side of town. There's a new convenience store by Panera. We're seeing the old Godfather's has some people interested in it. The Steakhouse by Vogler has people interested in it. The old Sears building on Giant City Road. There's a possibility of a new restaurant coming in on a brand new lot out there. So we have a lot of economic activity here, and people ask me, where does that come from? And with our decline enrollment, but our daytime population is huge with people coming in to work at SIU and Southern Illinois Healthcare in particular.
Certainly things that we will keep an eye on, but thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.
You're listening to WSIU in Focus. This is your NPR station, WSIU.